as a private school, we do not get any tax funding. So every donation that we get, every dollar we get, goes right back into the school. So this is, we are reliant on our community to keep us up. And we've been blessed for how long we've been able to do it. And this auction is a huge part of that.
This year is the 50th anniversary of the ACE auction for TMP Marion Junior High, Senior High in Hayes. I'm Becky Kaiser, Hayes Post Eagle Radio News reporter, and I'm visiting with TMP Advancement Director Mason Reuter on this episode of the Hayes Post podcast.
It's incredible that we've hit such a wonderful milestone. I mean, over the first 49 years, we've raised almost $12.8 million with this auction.
Wow. Alone,
which is just incredible. So it's a fun one.
We were talking before we went on the air, and you, of course, are an alum of TMP, and you remember helping with this as a student.
Oh, yeah. It's something as a student of the school, it's you get involved. You get to help, you know, bring in the chairs, set up the tables, see the decorations, and just be involved in it because, I mean, ultimately, it helps the students out. And just seeing what the community does when they come together with this auction is just incredible.
How many times during that setup do you hear you have a servant's heart?
Oh, gosh. Probably a lot.
More than once.
Yeah.
Well, this is, of course, the big weekend. You have your open house on Friday, and then the actual auction, live auction, is on Saturday. But let's just kind of take a look at what will be happening when we talk about Friday. And also, you'll have a chamber chat with the Chamber in Hayes associated with that.
Yeah. So at 9 a.m., everybody's invited to come on down to the field house on campus, and we're going to have a chamber chat and a ribbon cutting, and that starts our open house. So if you want to see what we have available in the auction, we'll have all the live auction items set up, and then we'll have all of our rooms, a room set up for all of our online auction items as well. So if you can't participate in person, you still can participate online, both with drawings and with buying items.
And that's effective already, correct?
That will be live for registration Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Wednesday at 5 p.m. All right. Yep. So we've got a couple of days to wait on that. And then you actually have your preview party that Friday evening.
That is correct. So that is anybody who is a faculty staff, anybody who donated to the auction, or if you purchased a ticket, you get a preview party ticket that has an admit to on there. Because we want everybody to come in and see all the stuff, start building that camaraderie. And something a little different we're doing this year is actually one of the items in the live auction is going to be, we will have an artist on site doing a painting live in front of everybody.
Oh,
and
how
she's
fun.
Actually going to start on Friday night. So, because it's going to be an intense painting, her work is pretty intense. Her name's Lakin Denny. She's a younger artist, and it's going to be exciting to see what she comes up with right there in front of our eyes.
And then what will ultimately happen with the painting?
It'll be auctioned off. It is one of the last auction items in the live auction to give people a chance to take that home with them.
Oh,
it's a one-of-a-kind opportunity to take home a 50th anniversary piece.
Great memory piece, and something that you hopefully will get to be seeing created as the process occurs.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, the big day, as we said, is Saturday evening, and tickets are pretty much sold out at this point, Mason.
Pretty much. There's only, I think, maybe a couple here and there, like a seat at this table, and that's if I haven't looked at the emails yet this morning, because it goes really quick. As soon as those tickets go live, people are snatching them up. It's an event to be a part of.
Well, let's talk about what happens Saturday evening. There's good food, entertainment, of course, the drawings that go on, and the opportunity to see the auction items and take home something special and meaningful to you. Tell us about what we can expect that night.
Yeah, so doors open at 5. Everybody comes in. We have drinks and food and snacks. My favorite part is snacks, so that's the best part.
Of course.
People can come in, hang out for a few hours, and then we kick the live auction off at 7 o'clock. The online items stop about 6:15, 6:30, and 6:45 is the booth endings. And then the live auction kicks off at 7, and it goes until we're done. And then at the end, our wonderful cooks at the school will actually make our famous cinnamon rolls, bring out some coffee and orange juice to finish the night up.
Oh, those are, they're probably known worldwide by now, wouldn't you think?
They have to be. I didn't get my wonderful Olympic physique because I didn't eat at TMP, that's for sure.
Oh, I think I just about, if you haven't had the opportunity to taste their cinnamon rolls, you're missing out because they are fabulous, have been for years and years and years. What about some of the drawings, Mason? Anything you want to talk about that's really featured this year?
Yeah, this year gives you a chance to really basically take home a lot of fun stuff. We've got 4 drawings for $1,000 in cash, a drawing for $2,000 in cash, 2 $5,000 cash drawings, and then a drawing for a 2024 Hyundai Elantra. It's a $23,000 car donated by Dick and Kay Worth at Auto World. That is a really cool opportunity to take home something special.
Wonderful. And speaking of something special, we want to talk about item 160 that is always focused on, I think, every year, that really kind of gets to the heart about what the ACE auction is all about.
Yes. So the item 160 is something we've been doing for a few years now, and that's our itemless item. So normally it goes towards capital projects. Last year went to our creative learning building to give kids technology access, update our field, security doors, stuff like that. This year is actually going towards what ACE set out to do 50 years ago, and that is to provide a financial base for the school to go on to keep our costs low for parents and students to attend. That way it gives everybody access to come to our wonderful schools. I mean, if you look at what our fee structure is compared to even Salina or any other diocese within the state, we are pennies on the dollar for what it actually costs. And it's because of things like ACE and the other generous donations we have through our Heartland parishes. It's a cool item, and we've raised about $185,000 of that so far. The Walter and Marie Decken family actually donated that to us. They donated $100,000 of that initial kickoff because they were huge supporters of ACE in the school. So that was a wonderful gift from them. And then the Leo J. and Albina Dryling Trust and about 9 other donors so far. We have more that are contemplating. Are matching up to $365,500 of that to get us up there. So with the matching funds and cash in hand and committed funds, we're looking at more than what we've raised ever for an item 160 right now.
Oh, true.
And we haven't even hit the auction yet. So that's absolutely
that's
phenomenal.
That's a great way to go into it, isn't
absolutely.
It? Absolutely. And actually, there's a little bit of extra time to donate to item number 160.
Yes, that is correct. So item 160 is the only item that can actually go out to the end of May. So people can give to that as much as they want. And it's anybody who, you know, believes in having this opportunity of, you know, Holy Family and TMP here in our communities. And any donation of $50 or more is going to be put on a plaque that's going to be permanently affixed to the school.
That's going to be a big plaque.
It's going to be a big plaque. So that's okay. We'll make it big because we want people to know that there's the community really supports our school. That's been around for over 115 years.
That's amazing. And I'm thinking, too, the Leo and Albina Dryling Trust, they have been supporters for forever, it seems like.
They are absolutely phenomenal. We would not be where we are today without them. What they've done for our schools is unmatched. No pun intended with the matching funds. But they are just absolutely incredible. We are so blessed to have a wonderful family like that.
Just a great example of the community support and regional support that TMP gets and has gotten these past 50 years.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have people from all over the country that support us. ACE, we get drawing entries from all over the country. And sometimes, even though we can't really do it outside our own borders, but we get asked from people from around the world to come because at one point we reached around the world and we still kind of do. But it's an incredible opportunity for people to come back together, and it brings a lot of people together.
Speaking of the catalog, it is online, so people can see what these auction items are if they're not able to come in person.
Yes, absolutely. So you can go on the website right now. It's on the HayesCatholicSchools.org website. There's a button there that says ACE 2024, and there's the full catalog that you can flip through right now. And we're updating a few things here and there. Some gifts have actually changed for the better, and we're kind of updating those as we go along. And you can flip through that all the way through then and probably beyond then as well.
What about the live auction that will be Saturday night? What all kinds of things do we have the opportunity there to bid on?
If you can't find anything at this auction to bid on, you might not be looking hard enough. We've got everything you could think of. You want to fix up your home with some furniture, we've got every room in your house can be touched with some kind of furniture. If you like to hang out, we got dinners. So like the Bishop's Dinner, Hayes Med Center does a dinner at Smoky Hill, press box parties for homecoming, for Fort Hayes' homecoming. Basically every restaurant in town will give you some kind of dinner. We've got a gun safe, Notre Dame football tickets, K-State football tickets, Wichita Wind Surge. This is a new one we've got this year, is a group of 20 can actually go sit in the suite down there at the Wichita Wind Surge, which is pretty cool. Tools. We've got a HVAC home system from Glassman, a full revamp of your system ready to go. Gift certificates. There's a snowball one that's always pretty cool. And then some special items that we usually do. Like I said a little bit before, we have that new one, that live painting, which is going to be really neat. And then another new one that we're doing is, so usually we only have a few signs around school, 17th and Hall, the entrance to Victory Road, and the Armonic Sports Complex. You can name the sign after whoever you want. We're adding another option this year. So there'll be a sign going right up above the court right when you walk into the field house where you can actually name the court for a year. So if you have somebody you want to dedicate that to, this is the opportunity to do it. So for a year, you'll be able to name it. And then when the year's up, you can take that sign and put it back wherever you'd like to take it. It's going to be cool. And then this is the first year that we will have the Black Tie Dinner as officially named the Don Bickle Black Tie Dinner.
Ah, another great supporter.
Don has been a wonderful supporter, and he's purchased the Black Tie Dinner for over 40 years. This is the first year he won't be able to attend, and he's looking for someone to take up that mantle. So if you or a group of you want to come take up that mantle, this is your opportunity. At the 50th to be the next group for the Black Tie Dinner.
I noticed on the program that you, the printed program that you brought in with you, Mason, there are a couple of champagne glasses there. Are we going to get to celebrate with champagne on this big anniversary?
Yes. So we'll maybe not necessarily champagne because it goes flat really fast. So we will have a wine fountain, and every guest in attendance will be receiving a custom champagne flute. So it says Ace 50th anniversary on it. Black stemmed, and we will have a white wine fountain available so people can come and enjoy that, and we'll toast off right before the auction.
Oh, that's a great idea. Fun. Tell us a little bit about why it's so important for people who may not understand that the community and supporters are so important to TMP and your function.
Yeah. As a private school, we do not get any tax funding. So every donation that we get, every dollar we get goes right back into the school. So this is, we are reliant on our community to keep us up, and we've been blessed for how long we've been able to do it. And this auction is a huge part of that. It is actually a part of our budget every year because of what it actually brings in. I mean, last year it brought in almost $900,000 for just the auction. So that just shows the people, this is what it takes to run our schools. I mean, costs continue to go up. We want to make sure our faculty and staff are taken care of, and we have to be competitive with a wonderful unified school district across town. We're lucky to have two wonderful institutions in town for kids to, you know, have that opportunity to make that choice of what they want to do. And I believe we provide an amazing opportunity for kids to learn things they might not be able to anywhere else. And it shows in our test scores and what they do beyond. TMP's got some wonderful alumni around the world that have gone on to do amazing things. Surgeons, governors. I mean, we've got a lot of things.
Great to be proud of it. People who might need any more information, where's the best place to check for that, Mason?
Best place to check would be to go to HayesCatholicSchools.org and search in there, or you can give our office a call at 785-625-9434. Or if you see me around town, run into me and talk to me. Just give the school a call if you have any questions, you want to be involved. We are still looking for some volunteers. It takes an army to run this thing. So if you want to get involved, just give us a call.